At the same time, they also get caught up in the idea that America is better than everyone else, because that's what the Republican talk radio has been telling them. They American exceptionalism. You know, last time I checked, God doesn't make exceptions, and God's not a respecter of persons. And here's what the Bible says about that. All nations before him are as nothing. Wait, that's not strong enough statement. And they're counted to him less than nothing and vanity. So when God looks at America, he doesn't give it a zero. To him, it's like negative one. It's not even a zero. God, how much does God care about your patriotism? How much does God care about what nation you're from, or what your skin color is, or what ethnicity you are, or what tribe you're from? How much does God care? He doesn't even care zero. He cares in the negative. That means he's like passionate about not caring. You know what I mean? It's not even like he's just like, eh, I don't care, it doesn't matter. He's like, no, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? He's positive about how negative he is. He said, all nations before him are as nothing except the United States. So let's wave the American flag in the church building and sing God Bless America and praise our leaders and praise our politicians and praise our nation. Folks, that is not something that belongs in the house of God.
Amen.
God's house is a place where we exalt the Lord and him alone. We don't exalt a political party. We don't exalt a nation or politics. That is not God's house. We exalt the Lord. We're not going to let the leaven of Herod come in here and get us all whipped up into a pro-Israel frenzy, get us all whipped up into a pro-war frenzy, get us all going soft on the sodomites, because that's what the politicians do. And after all, I mean, if you want to get votes in 2021, you can't get up and really rip on the homos, can you? And get votes in 2021. Guess what? I'm not running for office. I'm not worried about getting votes. Folks, if I were to run for office, I don't care how much money I was given, how much time I got on the TV, and I could be like Ross Perot, buy like 30-minute blocks on TV and stuff. Folks, I will not win. I cannot win. I could not win. I would never win. Why? Because of the fact that I'm preaching God's word, and the broad is the way that leads to destruction. And so look. You say, well, that's what they have to do. They're politicians. They have to pander to sodomites. You know, I've seen inside Donald Trump's heart, and he hates queers, believe me. How do you know that? But even so, even if you're going to make that argument and say, like, well, you know, the Republicans, they have to basically pretend to be a little bit degenerate because we're living in a degenerate country, so they have to pretend to be a little bit degenerate too. Okay, fine. But then why don't we keep that world separate from the world of church? Because what you're telling me is that that world has to be corrupt. Politicians have to be corrupt. That's the only way they can get elected, is by cheating and lying and stealing and being corrupt and all the dirty money and all the lobbying. And all. That has to be that way. Okay, fine. Then it has to be that way. Then you know what? I think I'll just stay out of it, because I'm only going to live on this earth for like 70, 80 years anyway. So I might as well just keep myself pure, just keep myself on the right path, and just serve God and worship the Lord and do right. I don't have to get into all this nasty now of the political world if it's for sure just has to be corrupt. It just has to be corrupt. But I don't have to be corrupt.
Amen.
Because where did God ever command me to be involved in politics?
Exactly.
Where did God ever command me to get involved and even have an opinion about many of these things? You know, I'd rather just keep myself pure and just take heed of the leaven of Herod and not let these worldly politicians teach me, you know, what to believe about war, what to believe about peace, what to believe about Israel, what to believe about the sodomites, what to believe about immoral leaders. You know, it's like I was preaching against Donald Trump before he even ran for office. I preached against Donald Trump. You can find sermons of me preaching against Donald Trump from like 2007. But then it's like, oh, well, I better, well, got to change my beliefs now that he's running for office, right? Folks, I'm not here to please the crowd. The Bible says in Galatians 1:10, "For do I now persuade man or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Yet people like Herod and the politicians of this world please man for a living." Yep. It's their job to please men because their goal is to get reelected. So they have this huge people-pleasing element to them. Well, guess what? That's not how pastors are supposed to be.
Amen.
If I please men, I'm not supposed to be the servant of Christ, the Bible says.